Hey, Brock, it's Matthew Wyatt here. How you going? I got an email from you guys about my night HS for my snake, Mr. Cranky Pants. You were the vet who's seen, weren't you? Yeah, awesome. Yeah, good. I'm glad I caught you on the phone, actually. I was just ringing to update my phone number because the email said my number's disconnected. My number, what was that, sorry? Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I updated it when I was there because I knew I had a new phone. Maybe properly. Yeah, no, that's it. That is my current number. Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought you were reading what was in your system. Yeah, no, that is my current and only number if you want to update it for next time. He's really good. I know we're just contacting you a week later. I've just been absolutely flat out, and there was probably no point because he basically healed within a day or two. He just went back to normal. He had a little bit of a lump the next day. The second or third day, it was an even smaller lump, and then it was just gone. And from the minute he released that tooth, it's like his jaw just realigned, and the swelling went away really quickly. We had to give him the course of the shots for the week, but you know, basically 48 hours later, we were saying he doesn't look like he even had anything wrong with him. He took the needles like a champion, didn't bother him at all. He fully recovered and really quickly. So, I obviously didn't need to come back for a checkup. I would have been there straight away if he was still showing signs of injury. But true, yeah. Well, at least for me, it was the first option. I mean, I don't know what would have happened if I hadn't got onto it sooner. It was a weird one, but I'm glad you managed to fix it and without surgery as well, because that would have just been more invasive and more expensive for me. So best for everyone, I think. Yeah, no, you're right. I'll get off the phone. Appreciate your time. Yeah, perfect. Thanks for your time, mate. Have a good day. See ya.